Sitting up straight, pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Okay, today we're going to be working on doing some polarity work. This is a bit thrown together. We'll see what happens. Okay, so go ahead and push the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. We're going to start with three really deep breaths. Go ahead and inhale super, super deep. Retain the breath below the navel. And exhale. And once again, super deep breath in. Retain the breath below the navel. And exhale. And also one more time, super deep breath in. Retain the breath below the navel. Exhale. Okay. So go ahead and find some polarity that you want to work on in yourself. Likely there'd be a dilemma, some sort of possibly indecision about maybe a particular decision or about, you know, just like larger themes of your life where you feel conflicted. Likely there's cognitive dissonance around this. So take a minute and figure out which polarity you want to work on. Like this one part is at odds with this other part. Okay. All right, so I'll assume that you have it figured out. And now go ahead and name these two parts. And you kind of develop a vocabulary. Okay. And then just for the sake of guiding you, I'll refer to one as part one and then the other as part two. So figure out which one is part one and part two. Okay, so now go ahead and put part one in a chair. They're sitting across from you. And then now notice what part one looks like. What expression does part one have on its face? What body posture is coming up? What kind of vibes are you picking up from part one? Okay. And now go ahead and inhabit part one. Inhabit that posture. And we're going to stay with part one. Now, what are the concerns of part one? Give voice to what is really most unfinished for part one. And then here, really take the pro-symptom position. Like, open up to what it has to say. Don't challenge it. There's room for countervailing positions, but then we'll we'll handle those later. Let's really just focus on this one part and what it has to say. You can have your healthy adult part listen to what it has to say, or have the perfect nurturers listen to what it has to say. Either is fine, but go ahead and give voice to what is unfinished for part one. Keep giving voice. Keep going. And feel into how this is totally true for this one part of you. It doesn't have to be true for other parts, but it's true for this part. Have that validated and attuned with. See how there are reasons why this part sees things this way. Valid reasons. Go ahead and see that. Keep giving space. Keep giving voice to this part. What is most unfinished for this part? Give voice to that. What is this part worried about? What is this part concerned with? What deep knowings does this part have? Now have some receptive part, be it a perfect nurturer or healthy adult, really listen and pay attention to what's being said. See how certainly this makes sense from a certain perspective. Might not make sense from every perspective, but from this perspective, this part's position makes perfect sense. Give voice. Now, let's come at this a slightly different way. What qualities does this part have? Notice what qualities, what frames of reference does this part have? How does it construct its worldview? Again, we're not being judgmental, we're being interested. What experiences condition this part's worldview? And see how that makes perfect sense. All of it makes perfect sense. Keep staying with the pro-symptom position. Keep going. Now, one more time, give voice to what is most unfinished, what is most concerning for this part, for part one. If you want, the perfect nurturers can comfort this part if you like. That makes sense. Okay, good. And now take some sort of action that helps further soothe this part and maybe even create an emotionally corrective experience for this part. Just do that for 30 seconds. What is the message that this part needs to hear? Really taking that in. Okay, now let's move to the other part. So part two, the opposing part. And here, once again, we're going to really pay exclusive attention to this part, really give it its due. So go ahead and give voice, or no, I'm sorry. First, see, what does this other part look like? What does part two look like? What posture is being held by the body for this part? What expression is on its face? Okay. What is it that this part knows? What is it that this part wants? What is this part concerned with? Again, really, we're going to be disciplined and only hear from this part for the time being. There are other positions, there are other insights that are maybe even countervailing to what this part has to say, but we're going to put those to the side. What's coming up for this part? What's true for this part? What's urgent and important for this part? Really opening up to this part, listening carefully. Now, what's most unfinished for this part? Give voice to that. Have the perfect nurturers or the healthy adult part really listen attentively. There are objections from other parts, but don't listen to those now. Only listen to this part. See how what this part wants makes sense from a particular point of view. Continuing to give voice to what is most unfinished for this part. Have the perfect nurturers really attuned to what this part is saying, really open up to and understand what this part is saying, seeing the validity that is so, that is true from this perspective. Really listening carefully. Keep giving voice. What is unfinished? What is the concern about? And now, how the perfect nurturers respond in such a way that is corrective, that gives the support and encouragement, etc., that this part needs. Keep going. Keep meeting the need of this part. Keep going. What's the message that this part needs to receive from the perfect nurturers? Now really take that in. Now, just to kind of be thorough, let's go back to this. We're still with part two. What are the views? What are the constructs that underlie this part? Take a minute with that. What views and constructs underlie this part, make this part's behaviors and positions and views necessary? See how all of it makes sense. Now, one more time, have the perfect nurturers help this part have an emotionally corrective experience to meet the deep needs that maybe were never met. Go ahead and do that now, if that's relevant. Really feeling into that. Okay. Now inhabit your healthy adult self. Imagine your healthy adult self standing up, kind of expanding, the mind opens up. And now you see both of these parts, part one and part two. And now, first thing is make space for conflict and the lack of resolution. It is completely okay to not have resolution, to have conflict, and to be confused. Make space for that for 1 minute. Really feel into that. Maybe you don't quite know what to do. Make space for that as well. And now I'm going to cue you to make a kind of decision. But to be clear, this should be entered into voluntarily. Do not feel even a shred of pressure. But ask yourself now, is there a decision to be made? Is there a way to, I don't know, move things along? There's no pressure to do so, but just ask yourself the question. And now also let there be confusion, disorientation around making the decision as well. It's totally welcome. And now let's step back and let's just examine, were there any insights that came up around this? What was seen? What was understood? To see all of that clearly and reinforce these insights. Also, the fact of these insights having arisen, the fact of your having done some work here and gained some clarity, see how this is evidence of your own sense of agency. You can figure out your own psychology. You can work through any of these issues. You're doing it. You have proof of that. Now feel into the sense of agency and orientation in the world. Now make a deep impression of that. Be good. I'll count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.